Good morning, good morning. It's Debbie Adams here, and you're listening to Under the Hood. This morning, I thought that we would talk about another topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that is military transitions. I had the opportunity this week to speak to the editor of Military Family magazine, and she got me thinking about military transitions, and in particular, successful military transitions. I guess the first thing that we need to talk about is what exactly is success? What does it mean when we say somebody has had a successful transition from the military? And I'm going to say that that means that they left the military. They don't carry any baggage with them in terms of, you know, they had a good opportunity to they left on good terms. That's what I'm trying to say. They left on good terms. And then they integrated into the outside world, into civilian life in a good way. They moved into a community. They built a network of support around them. And they got on with the next phase of their life, whether the next phase of their life was finding a job, starting a business, or just full-on retirement and enjoying a leisurely life. Unfortunately, from what I hear, this isn't the case with a lot of military people. For one, and I'll speak from my own experience, as somebody who served 11 years and then suddenly developed this disorder, retinitis pigmentosa, which takes away your peripheral vision, causes you to have tunnel vision. And as soon as I found out I had it, a process was put in place to kind of get rid of me. And I wasn't ready for it. And it was quite traumatizing. And I'm not going to go into the details here, but needless to say, I left the military with a bit of a bad taste in my mouth, so to speak. So it took me quite some time to to integrate into the outside world. I joined the military when I was 17, left when I was around 29, and it took me some time to be able to figure out how it is that how to navigate civilian living in the civilian world. I mean, I had other issues too, complex issues around maybe a little bit of an adjustment issue, adjusting to life outside. I left my parents. I went with the military. Somebody else would tell me what to do, so to speak. So I was 29 before I even got out on my own. I'd never written a resume or applied for a job, you know, some of those things. And then as soldiers, I think we're often conditioned to believe things about ourselves. It's why we accept assignments to dangerous places, for example, why we stand up and say we'd fight for our country. It creates a certain type of mindset. Maybe when we leave the military, we have a, I won't say a bigger sense of importance, but we do believe that our service and sacrifice will be appreciated on the outside. We believe that our training in the military will benefit us in civilian life. And it's very disappointing when it doesn't happen. I can remember myself when I put together my first resume, I was quite proud to tell about what I had done in the military. And as any military person will know that, regardless what your trade was, you were often put in leadership positions or you did fun and interesting things. You were subjected to diversity and you had no trouble networking. I mean, all valuable competencies that an employer might like. And then you go out into the world and realize that when people see this military background on your resume, sometimes it works against you. Sometimes it doesn't benefit you quite like you thought it would. So what is it that I would do if I were going to be leaving the military now, you know, if I had it to do over again, if I could go back and talk to that young person who had just gotten her notice that she was going to have to leave the military in 6 months? I'm going to say that for anybody who's transitioning, not just people who are transitioning against their will, which was my story, you need to be ready. You need to diversify your life in the early days. You need to be ready to separate from the military in a healthy way. You can't stay there. You can't, you know, you, even after we leave the military, we become veterans and we may connect with one another. But it's a really good idea to get out there and connect with organizations outside of the military. Get out and connect with your communities. It's one of the best ways to integrate yourself into your communities is to volunteer. Volunteer to be able to serve on a board, belong to an organization. You know, us military people have a heart to serve, so volunteering is a good thing. I'm going to say manage your expectations. Have realistic expectations about how you will be viewed by other people. Not, move away from your own understanding about how you want to be viewed or how you feel you should be viewed. But I think just like you have when we first joined the military, let me talk about this for a second. When I first joined the military at 17, the truth was I lived in rural Newfoundland and it was a job and I was excited to do it. I didn't really feel like a soldier when people introduced me as a soldier. It took me some time to get in that groove, right? It took me some time to adopt that identity. When you leave the military, I think the same thing happens. When I speak with people who have now transitioned well, we talk about that. We talk about how we maybe had this sense of importance about ourselves that wasn't mirrored in the outside world. And we had to get over that. We had to ease into this civilian life and become a civilian again. Yes, I'm a veteran, and I've had those unique experiences that have shaped who I am as a person, and they're always there. For example, I'm big on execution. Really benefits me in my business. But there's so many people that I can learn from out there, and I seek them out. I sought them out to learn from them. I ran into somebody recently. We were talking about transition. We were talking about him possibly being released soon. And he said to me, you know, I have a lot of stuff that I know how to do. And there aren't a lot of people out there that can do what I do. And with all due respect, there is a lot of amazing, talented people that never ever served in the military that we can learn things from. We didn't have to look for jobs. Yes, we had to, you know, we got evaluated every year too. And we had to perform and that performance was measured, but we didn't have to build the relationships like you have to do in certain parts of the country in order to get a position. It's a totally different world. Put yourself out there and get to know other people and learn from them. Get to know people who didn't serve in the military. Align yourself with people who've already succeeded at doing what you want to do. So, for example, if you know a military person that's out of the military now and enjoying retirement or has moved on to a second career that has nothing to do with the military, ask them to go for a coffee. Talk to them and ask them or her what it is that you can be doing to help yourself along. I could go on all day about, recommendations for what you can do when you get out. But the reality is sometimes it can be scary to leave the military. Sometimes it takes a while to adjust. It took me a long time to adjust. Too long, much too long when I look back at it now. It wasn't what I would call wasted years, but I didn't know I was vulnerable. So it took me some time to get the help that I needed and to learn to reach out and ask for help. I ended up in some sad places before I got that help. But I'm here now in entrepreneurship, and I'm excited about it. So I'm going to be back again to talk about this this topic that has a million facets. Transitioning from the military is not as cut and dry as people think it is. Have a great day, and I'll be talking to you all again real soon. Who's your daddy?